谢神，我们圣餐圣礼就到这里就结束了。那么有需要回到主日学的小朋友，现在可以回到主日学当中啊。那我们接下来我们还是继续来思想马太福音。
So for those people who need to go to the preschool, you can leave right now. And we keep studying the book of Matthew.
啊，我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕，我们一起来读马太福音27章27节到32节。
The scripture is on the PPT. You can read about it. It's Matthew chapter 27, verse 27 to 32.
好，马太福音27章27节起。巡抚的兵就把耶稣带到衙门，叫全营的兵都聚集在他那里。他们给他脱了衣服，穿上一件朱红色袍子，用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，用一根苇子放在他右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他说：恭喜犹太人的王啊！又吐唾沫在他脸上，拿苇子打他的头，戏弄完了，就给他脱了袍子，人穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去要钉十字架。他们出来的时候，遇见一个古利奈人，名叫西门，就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里。
We thank you, Lord, that concludes our scripture reading.
啊，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving your words through the Bible.
让我们可以靠着圣经的话语来认识你。
So that we can know you through the Bible.
我们靠圣经的话语来认识主耶稣基督。
So that we know Jesus Christ through the Bible.
我们知道我们对上帝的认识，对上帝的信仰是真实的。
So that we know that our faith on you is truth.
因为我们的信仰是建立在永恒不变圣经的话语上面的。
Because our faith is established on the foundation of the unchanging words.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
Amen. 我们再一起读一处圣经，在路加福音的23章26节。
We will read another scripture from the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 26.
好，路加福音23章26节起。带耶稣去的时候，有一个古利奈人西门从乡下来，他们就抓住他，把十字架搁在他身上，叫他背着跟随耶稣。主耶稣在地上的一生服侍过很多人。
When Jesus was on earth, he served so many people.
他医治过无数的人。
He healed countless people.
啊，他拯救过无数的人。
He saved many people.
但是只有两个人真正的可以说服侍了主耶稣。
But there are actually only two people who truly served Jesus.
那么一个就是用一玉瓶香膏膏主的那个女人。
One of them is the woman who anointed Jesus with the precious jade bottle of fragrant oil.
圣经甚至都没有准确就是详细记载下来这个女人的名字。
Actually, in fact, in the Bible, there's even no name recorded for this woman.
那么另外一个真正服侍过主的人，就是我们今天所看到的这个古利奈人西门。
The other one who served Jesus is what we read about in the scripture, the Simon from Cyrene.
那么这两个人有共同的特点，他们都是非常平凡的人。
There are a commonality between these two people because they are ordinary people.
圣经事实上对他们的记载很少。
There are few records about both of them in the Bible.
但他们坐在主耶稣基督身上的事，值得我们永远去思想纪念。
But we need to memorize what they have done for Jesus.
那么那个用一玉瓶香膏膏主的女人。
The woman who anointed Jesus with the precious jade bottle of the fragrant oil.
主耶稣对他的门徒说：“ 普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
Jesus told his apostles, disciples, saying that wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
那我们今天所读的经文记载这个古利奈人西门，他陪伴耶稣，走完耶稣在这世上最后一段路程。
The scripture we read about this Simon from Cyrene, he accompanied Jesus to finish the last journey on earth, Jesus' last journey on earth.
他甚至背负着耶稣的十字架
来
跟从耶稣。
He even took up Jesus' cross and followed Jesus.
耶稣曾经对他的门徒说，我是你们的朋友。
Jesus once told his apostles says that I'm your friends.
耶稣也对他的门徒，也把他的门徒看作他自己的朋友。
He also viewed his apostles as his friends.
所以耶稣把他的心意告诉他的门徒，他说朋友之间就是这样的。
So he expresses his desire and willing will to his apostles.
但是当耶稣在这世上要走完他在这世上最后一段行程的时候，耶稣的这些朋友在哪里呢？
But when it's about the time that Jesus finished this whole journey on earth, where is his friends?
耶稣的这些门徒在哪里呢？
Where is his disciples, apostles?
全部都跑了。
They are all gone, fled away.
在那个时候，他们不是耶稣真的朋友。
At that moment, they are not true friends to Jesus.
如果说耶稣在这个世上曾经有一个朋友，
If I say that there is only one true friends of Jesus on this earth,
如果说有这样一个人的话，我觉得应该是这个古利奈人西门。
If there is such a person, I say that it should be this Simon from Cyrene.
在耶稣最软弱、最痛苦、最被世人羞辱、逼迫的时候，
When Jesus was the most painful, most despised, and most accused by the world.
当耶稣要走完他的这世上最难走的最后一段路的时候，
When Jesus is about to finish his the hardest path or journey on this earth, which is also the last journey.
上帝特别呼召拣选了一个来陪伴耶稣，来跟从耶稣。
God chose Simon, the special one, to help accompany Jesus to finish this.
然后这个西门跟从耶稣是背着十字架来跟从耶稣。
Simon took up the cross and followed Jesus.
这一个画面成为历世历代的基督徒跟从耶稣的一个最生动的画面。
This picture becomes a vivid picture of all the generations of Christians who follow Jesus.
我们一起来读马太福音十六章二十四节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
马太福音十六章二十四节起，于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”在这个古利奈人西门之前，没有一个人这样来跟从过耶稣。
Before Simon from Cyrene, there's no people like him followed Jesus.
古利奈人西门，他是舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从了耶稣。
The Simon from Cyrene, he denied himself and took up the cross and followed Jesus.
当然了。他之所以背起十字架跟从耶稣，他是被罗马士兵逼迫的，不是他主动的。
Of course, he was forced by the Roman soldiers to took up the cross and follow Jesus. It's not himself willingly to do this at the beginning.
但是他的这个举动给我们看到一幅非常生动的画面，让我们来思想一个跟从耶稣的人应该是怎样的。
But his deeds.Depict or described a picture of what the people who are following Jesus, who will following Jesus, should be look like.
我们从西门身上，我们看到跟从耶稣的人有这样的几个特点。
From Simon, we can see there are several uniqueness of people who follow Jesus.
首先他是平凡的人。
First of all, they are ordinary people.
啊，就像我刚才提到的，只有两个人真正的服侍过耶稣，这两个人都是平凡的人。
As I just said, there are only two people who served Jesus. They are both ordinary people.
那么事实上，耶稣的门徒就有几个叫西门的。
In fact, among all the Jesus' disciples, apostles, there are many named Simon.
啊，我们大家可能都知道，有一个叫西门彼得的。
One is really famous. You probably know is Simon Peter.
但是当耶稣背着自己的十字架，走向这个各个他的时候
，When Jesus took the cross to
就是刑场了。
Execution ground.
然后西门彼得在哪里呢？那一个西门在哪里呢
？Where is Simon Peter? Where is he?
那么在耶稣的门徒当中，还有一个奋锐党的西门。
There is another apostle whose name is Simon the Canaanite.
那么还有一个西门，那个这个西门是奋锐党。奋锐党是什么呢？就是那些专门抵抗罗马统治者的那群人，强烈的爱国者。
So who are Canaanites? Canaanites are those people who fight against the Roman soldiers, and they love their country.
那么这个时候，这个奋锐党的西门，他又在哪里呢
？So where is this Simon, the Canaanites?
他作为一个奋锐党人，他不是应该起来抵抗罗马士兵吗？来反抗罗马士兵吗
？As a Canaanite, he should stood up and fight against the Roman soldiers.
但他也不在。
But he disappeared.
耶稣的门徒当中，几个西门都不在了。
Many apostles named Simon, they all disappear. They are not there.
只有这一个从乡下来的最平凡的西门还在那里。
Only the ordinary Simon who came from Cyrene and from the rural countryside.
我们知道那个曾经骄傲的西门彼得曾经向耶稣是这样的夸口的。
So the Simon Peter who used to be who is really proud and pride and used to say such a thing.
啊，他对主耶稣夸口说：“众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。”
He proclaimed saying that even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble.
这个西门说：“我是永远不会逃跑的，我是永远不会跌倒的，别人都会，我不会。”
The Simon Peter says that I will never stumble. I will never run away, flat away. Other people may do so, but I will not.
但是我们都知道接下来发生的事情，这一个西门彼得很快三次不认主了。
And we all know what happened soon after is this the Simon Peter denied Jesus three times and fled away.
啊，所以当耶稣走向刑场的时候，这个曾经骄傲的西门彼得更不知道躲到哪去了。
So when Jesus walked to the execution ground, there it is all gone, soon gone, like this Peter's the Simon Peter.
只有这一个平凡的西门还在这里。
Only the ordinary Simon still here.
啊，这让我们想起圣经上的话。
It reminds us the one scripture from the Bible.
啊，我们大家可以看到这个屏幕，我给大家读一下。
It's on the PPT, on the PowerPoint. It's the First Corinthians, chapter 1:27-29.
我给大家读一下，大家可以看到这个大屏幕。
You can look at it. I will read it.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。我们看到今天这个世界，很遗憾的是，很多说自己是基督徒的人，成为一个非常骄傲和自夸的人。
So, unfortunately, in today's world, we see many people who claim they are Christians. They are really self-centered, they are really pride and self-boasting.
但是圣经告诉我们，上帝拣选的不是这样自夸和骄傲的人。
So the Bible told us that the one who has chosen by God is not self-boasting and pride.
耶稣那些自夸和骄傲的门徒到最后全都逃跑了。
The apostles who are self-boasting and pride, they all fled away in the end.
而一个默默无闻的西门，一个乡下人，跟从耶稣背着十字架走向了刑场。
So only the Simon from the Cyrene, who are from the rural country, follow Jesus to the end.
看到这个平凡的西门，我想起我以前所看到的一个宣教士的故事。
When I look at the story about this Simon, the ordinary Simon from the Cyrene, it reminds me a story that I about a missionary that I read in the past.
在八十多年前的中国。在那个时候有一段很黑暗的历史，那个时候中国是逼迫西方来的宣教士。
So about 80 years ago in China, there used to be a history of vandalization, which are really crucial treatment to the missionaries.
有一天中国军人就绑架了一对美国宣教士夫妻和他们刚刚三个月的小女儿，刚刚出生三个月的小女儿。
So the Chinese soldiers, they kidnapped a family of three, like the couple and their three-month-old daughter.
然后他们是从美国来去到中国来做宣教士的。
They came from the U.S. and stayed in China to be a missionary.
然后呢，士兵就强迫这个宣教士给这个内地会当时在上海的总部写信去要钱，要赎金。
So the Chinese soldier asked the missionary to write a letter to the inland China missionary headquarters to ask for ransom.
然后呢，这个宣教士呢，就在这个信上写下一句圣经的经文。
He wrote a scripture on this letter.
他说：“无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。”
Now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
到了深夜的时候，这个宣教士夫妻的小女儿才三个月大嘛，就不停地哭，不停地哭，小婴儿。
So when the night comes, the 3 months old little daughter, like he's really little, and he cried a lot during the night time.
这时候士兵呢就要把这个小婴儿要杀死，太烦人了。
The soldiers get annoyed and they decided to kill him, her.
然后这时候旁边有一个刚刚被释放的一个中国人就在这里对士兵说，你们为什么要杀一个无辜的婴儿呢？
And a Chinese prisoner who just got released from the prison and asked the Chinese soldier, why are you like want to kill such a little baby?
然后这个士兵就说，那你愿不愿意为这个外国人的小孩死呢？
And the Chinese soldier asked him, "Are you willing to die for him, for her, a foreign baby?"
你让我们不要杀他，那你愿不愿意代替他去死呢？
You ask me to not kill her, but are you willing to die for her?
那这个我们要知道，这个中国人已经被释放了，刚刚被释放了，他可以走的。
We know that this prisoner just got released and he can freely walk away.
后来这个中国人说，他说我愿意。
And the Chinese man says, "Yes, I do. I want."
后来这个士兵就当场就把他砍死了。
And the Chinese soldier killed him immediately.
根据后人的回忆啊，就砍成了碎片，把这个人就当着这个宣教士全家。
From the people who still remember this, who was in, on the scene, they say that they cut this Chinese man into pieces.And in front of this the family of missionaries.
不过宣教士的女儿，三个月大的女儿可以活下来。
But this three-month-old daughter survived.
那么几天之后，美国宣教士夫妻就要带到外面去被砍头。
So several days later, this couple, the missionary couple, was taken to beheaded.
然后街边挤满了看热闹的人，大家都在要来看一看。
So the streets was really crowded, and many people just want to watch.
那个时候，以前就是来跟从这个宣教士的，也有很多很热心的基督徒。
There used to be many Chinese Christians who are really enthusiastic, and they fall. Yeah.
但是这一群热心的基督徒这个时候都不见了。
But all those enthusiastic Christians are now gone.
但是那时候有一个被所有人都看为是很冷淡的一个基督徒，一个中国基督徒，很冷淡。
There used to be a Chinese Christian who used to be viewed as really cold.
啊，就是他的信心也不大，他也不热心，就是一个很冷淡的一个基督徒，他还站在那个地方。
He doesn't seem really enthusiastic, and he is just really like doesn't seem like a strong faith.
但是这一个被人看为冷淡的基督徒，这个时候冲到前面来，就拦着这个士兵，就说不要杀死他们，不要杀死这一对宣教士夫妻。
He rushed, jumped out of the crowd and talked to those people, say to those people, don't kill them.
然后士兵那时候又很烦嘛。
The soldiers got annoyed again.
后来士兵就闯到这个人的家里，把他的家里搜家，就搜出一本圣经，一本赞美诗。
They broke into his house and found out a Bible and a hymn.
然后后来这一个被人认为冷淡的基督徒就跟这一对美国宣教士夫妻一起被砍头了。
And the Chinese Christian who used to be viewed as really cold, not strong faith, and died beheaded together with the couple missionaries.
所以当我看见这个平凡的西门，这个默默无闻的西门来背着十字架跟从耶稣的时候，我就想起我以前所看到的这样的一个真实的故事，真实的见证。
So when I look at the story about the ordinary Simon, he took up the cross and followed Jesus, it truly remind me about this true story happened to this Christian missionary.
西门是非常平凡的，很多人不认为这个人有什么了不起的。
Simon is just an ordinary people.
但是他做了最不平凡的事情。
But he did a distinct, an ordinary thing.
他陪伴耶稣，背着十字架，走向了刑场。
He accompanied Jesus and took up the cross and walked down to the execution ground.
啊，那两个为了这个美国宣教士失去生命的中国人，也是更加平凡。
The two Chinese men who died sacrificed themselves, their life, for this missionary family, they are also ordinary people.
尤其是第二个基督徒被所有人当时人看，这个人是没有信心的，这个人是很冷淡的。
Okay. Especially the second Chinese Christian who viewed as doesn't have a strong faith and cold.
但是当真的这个火的试炼临到的时候，这个冷淡的基督徒站到了最后。
So when the fire trial, the like really strong trial, heavy trial came, then we can see that the Christian who used to be viewed as a cold stand till the end.
马太福音二十章十六节是这样说。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 16 says.
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。所以看到这个平凡的西门，我希望我们每一个人都省察我们自己的信心。
So, when we look at this ordinary Simon, we should all examine ourselves.
那么我们看到这个西门，我们还可以看到一个跟从耶稣的人，他往往会经历那个突如其来的一个试验或者一个考验。
So from the story of the Simon, we can see that whoever follows Jesus, we sometimes often encounter this sudden trial.
这一个西门，他万万没有想到他会被罗马士兵逼迫来背着沉重的十字架来跟从这个死刑犯人耶稣。
So Simon from the Cyrene, he never thought about that he will be forced by the Roman Roman soldiers to took up the cross and follow Jesus, a seemingly prisoner.
但这样的试炼突然就临到他。
But such trial suddenly came to him.
我们要知道背着十字架在那个时候是非常羞耻的一件事情。
So we know that at that moment, at that history time, that it is really humiliating to take up a cross.
只有死刑的犯人才会背着自己的十字架走向刑场。
So only the people who are determined to death, and they will take up this cross and walk to the execution ground.
别人看见这样的一个西门，他很有可能是一个黑人啊。
So when people saw Simon, and by the way, Simon probably a black color people.
当人们看见这样的一个黑人背着十字架走，人们说，哦，他一定是个杀人犯，他一定是个最邪恶的罪犯，所以他要被钉在十字架上。
So when crowd saw Simon taking up a cross, they may view him as a really wicked and did a really bad thing.
那些不了解内情的人，他们就会藐视这个西门，他们就会羞辱这个西门，他们就会咒骂他。
So those people who does not know what happened, they will despise him and humiliate him and attack him.
所以这突然的这样的一个试炼就突然临到了西门。
So such a trial came suddenly to Simon.
所以圣经也让我们看到，一个信靠神的人，他往往会经历这些突然临到的试炼考验。
So the Bible revealed to us that to people who truly believe in Jesus Christ has the faith, and we probably will encounter such a sudden trial.
约瑟在约瑟完全没有想到的情况下，他被他的哥哥出卖，被他的哥哥陷害了。
So Joseph, if you recall that unexpected, he was framed and sold by his brothers.
那么但以理和他的三个朋友也是在他们生活可以说最成功最顺利的时候突然被陷害，突然考验试炼临到了他们。
So Daniel and his three friends, when their life really was really smooth, and the trial came suddenly, and they were framed by others.
但以理被丢到这个狮子坑里面。
Daniel was thrown into the lion den.
但以理三个朋友被丢到这个烈火的窑中。
So the three friends of Daniel was put into this hot fire cave.
彼得前书四章十二节十三节，圣经这样告诉我们。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 12 to 13 says,
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
Beloved, do not think it's strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy.
彼得前书三章十四节到十五节，圣经是这样说。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 14 to 15 says so.
你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。
But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear.
基督徒跟从耶稣的人会经历试炼的，而这个试炼的临到可能会突然就临到了。
So Christians who follow Jesus, we will have the sudden trial came to us.
圣经让我们首先不要觉得奇怪，这是很正常的事情。
The Bible told us that don't be surprised, it is really normal.
第二，预备好自己。
Second, prepare ourselves.
当面对这样试炼的时候
，When facing such trial,
我们心中的平安、心中的盼望不会失去。
The peace and hope in our heart should not be gone.
我们的信心不会跌倒。
Our faith should not be stumbled.
我们甚至要用温柔敬畏的心去激励别人的信心。
Rather, we should encourage our others using the meekness and encouragingness.
所以我们会看见，从西门身上我们会看见，一个跟从耶稣的人，他很有可能是一个平凡的人，他不是一个骄傲的人。
So from the story of the Simon, we can see that it is just an ordinary person. It's nothing special.
那么一个跟从耶稣的人会突然的试炼临到他。
A Christ follower is just we will have a trial came to us suddenly.
然后第三个我们可以看到，跟从耶稣是舍己跟从耶稣。
So thirdly, we can see that we need to give up ourselves and follow Jesus.
当时的西门是一个舍己的人。
At that moment, Simon was a person who can deny himself.
当然了。我们可以说是罗马士兵逼迫他，他没有办法啊，他所以就放弃自己的意志，他来跟从耶稣。
So we can of course see that he has no other choices. He was forced by the Roman governor, Roman soldiers to take up the cross and follow Jesus.
那我们今天信靠跟从耶稣的人，当然不是有人来逼我们，没有人逼我们。
For us today here, we are the Christians, and who nobody forced us to have this faith.
但是圣经却告诉我们，我们是被一样所逼的来信靠耶稣，来跟从耶稣。
So the Bible told us that we are forced by His love to follow Jesus.
我们大家一起来读哥林多后书的五章十四到十五节。
Let's read Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15.
大家看到，一起来读《哥林多后书》五章十四节起。
Let's read together.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是他们死而复活的主活。这里我们看到激励这个词跟圣经记载罗马士兵勉强西门用的那个勉强那个词是同一个词。
So the compiled, this word compiled used here in the scripture, it is the same word that we were saying that the Simon was forced by the Roman soldiers. They are the same word.
在希腊原文圣经当中，这两个字是同一个词。
They are the same word in Greek.
所以我们今天也是被逼的，被逼迫来舍己跟从耶稣。被什么逼呢？
So today we are forced to follow Jesus, but what's forcing us?
被耶稣的爱所激励。
Forced by Jesus' love.
被耶稣的爱所激励。所以我们不再为我们自己活了，我们为我们的主耶稣而活。
We are forced by the love of the Jesus, so that we are no longer live for ourselves, but rather live for Him.
什么是舍己呢？
So what is the self-deny?
不为我们自己活。
We do not live for ourselves.
忘记我们自己。
We forget about ourselves.
忘记我们自己的意思。
Forget our own self-thinking.
忘记我们自己的意志。
Forget our own desire.
忘记我们自己的感受。
Forget about our feeling.
忘记我们自私的欲望。
Forget our selfish desire.
甚至忘记世人怎么看我们。
Forget about how we are being viewed by the people in this world.
这些不重要。
It doesn't matter.
当西门背着十字架跟从耶稣的时候，我刚才提到的这些对西门来说都不重要了。
So when Simon took up the cross and followed Jesus, all what I just mentioned, it doesn't matter to him.
他重要的就是耶稣怎么走，我跟着他。
To him, the important thing is how Jesus walked, I followed.
这是舍己。
This is self-deny.
基督徒不是活在人的眼前。
So Christians, we are not live in front of people.
基督徒当然也不是为自己而活。
So Christians, we are not living for ourselves.
基督徒是活在上帝的眼中。
So Christians are live in the eyes of God.
天父上帝在看我们。
So the Heavenly Father is looking on us.
世人对我们的看法，有的时候是称赞，有的时候是负面的看法。
So people may appraise us, applaud us, and sometimes it can be negative.
但是这些不能主宰我们。
all these things cannot dominate us.
唯一是我们主宰的就是主耶稣。
Our only master is Jesus.
所以一个跟从耶稣的人，他是一个舍己的人。
So a person who follows Jesus is a self, is a person who can deny himself.
那么今天的基督徒是被上帝的爱所激励的人。
So we are compiled, Christians today, we are compiled by the love of Jesus.
所以我们舍己。
So we deny ourselves.
忘记我们自己。
Forget ourselves.
我们心中只是注目在主耶稣基督那里。
So we only focus on Jesus Christ.
那么一个跟从耶稣的人，他是公开的跟从。
So a person who follows Jesus is publicly revealing this.
西门背着十字架跟从耶稣是公开的，所有人都看到。
Simon took the cross and followed Jesus, and doing this publicly, everybody can see this.
虽然西门背着十字架跟从耶稣，那个时候他听到的声音，听到人对他说的声音，都是嘲笑的，都是藐视的，都是不好的话。
So when Simon took the cross, what he heard about is the words about like humiliating him and despise him and just mock him.
但是他不隐藏，他公开的跟从。他说你们骂吧，你们看吧，我就是这样来跟从。
But he did not hide himself, hate himself. He just mock at me, just do whatever you do.
今天即便是在我们所在的这个国家，有的时候你做一个真正遵从圣经话语的基督徒，都是一件被人嘲笑的事情。
So even nowadays in the US, we as Christians, we are being mocked by just following Jesus, being a Christian.
当然是指的那些就是你真正的尊重圣经的话，真正按照圣经的话去生活的这些基督徒，他们是被嘲笑的。
It regards the people who has the true faith and do what Jesus asked them to do. They are being mocked.
这些人也是被嘲笑、被藐视的。
They are mocked and despised.
我前段时间我好像是听收音机，我也不太记清楚。反正就是有人说，今天在美国，你对一个人说“上帝祝福你”，这都是对人的冒犯。
So several days ago, I heard this from the radio. It says that nowadays, if you say to people that God bless you, it is not a good thing. It's not the right thing. It's portrayal to them.
然后后来我不敢相信，我说今天的美国真的是这样吗？后来我在因特网上一查，确实就是有一个很大的报纸，上面有一篇文章，就是现在我们停止对人家说神祝福你，停止说这样的话。
So, I was really shocked. I was searching on the internet, and it truly, this is true. Like, there is a really big, famous publication says that you cannot say God bless you.
就今天在美国，基督教的信仰，一个真正的基督徒，也是被很多很多人所嘲笑和藐视。人家说你是愚昧的，说你是迷信的。
So nowadays, being a Christian here in the U.S., we also being despised and humiliated and mocked by others and saying that we are ignorant and outdated.
所以今天很多基督徒跟从耶稣不是公开的，是隐藏的，偷偷的。
So a lot of Christians that they follow Jesus today, they follow Jesus. They are not doing this publicly. They hide themselves.
有的时候跟从耶稣只是在礼拜天的上午在教会里跟从耶稣。
Sometimes following Jesus just means that I come to Sunday worship and follow Jesus here.
离开教会回到生活当中，回到世界上，跟世人没有丝毫的不同。
When I walked out of the church, I go back to the world and I doesn't look like anybody different than the rest of the people.
现在甚至有些基督徒连主日的时候都不来教会了。
Even some Christians, they don't come to Sunday worship at all.
那不知道跟世人到底有什么区别了。
Then what's the difference between them and the worldly people?
那么在马可福音，圣经记载主耶稣是这样说的。
In Mark chapter 8:38 says this.
凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的。人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
凡在人前认我的，我在我天上父的面前也必认他。
Therefore, whoever confesses me before man, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven.
凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。
But whoever denies me before man, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven.
今天很多的时候，基督徒，如果你真正的按照圣经的教导去生活，去行事为人。
So nowadays, if Christians we truly behave like what is the teaching in the Bible,
你在这个世界上是往往会被世人所藐视、所嘲笑，甚至逼迫的。
So often that we will be mocked and despised by the world, and even being in persecution.
啊，有人说啊，那是在中国才是这样。
Some people say that that's the situation in China.
不
，No.
在全地都是这样。
It is in the whole world.
很多时候，当我们来看圣经的一些教导，有的时候，我在主日的时候也是这样分享。那么，有的时候就有人会提醒我，你这违反了这个 common sense。
So, sometimes, many times, when I was doing the Sunday teaching, and people say that what your teaching is against the common sense.
圣经很多教导跟今天的这个 common sense 真的是冲突了，真的是不一样了。
The teaching in the Bible and our common sense, there is a contradictory.
我有前段时间有一个从加州来的朋友，他在加州的学校系统工作很长时间。
So several days ago, there is a friend came from California. He worked in the university school.
就是那个学校。School 就是
middle school.
然后呢，他说在他们那个地方，他们的 common sense 是什么呢
？So among the middle school, their common sense is.
你看见一个男孩，你不能用对待男孩的方式去对待他。
If you look at a boy, you cannot treat him as a boy.
你看那个女孩，你不能用对待女孩的方式去对待她。
If you look at a girl, you cannot treat her as a girl.
因为这个男孩，他可能说自己是一个女孩。
Maybe this boy view himself as a girl.
如果你说 "Hey boy, come here,"
if you say "Hey boy, come here,"
这个男孩能告你，能把你告到法庭上去。
So this boy can sue you to the court.
你会坐牢的。
You can be put into prison.
因为这个男孩说我是个女孩。
Because that boy says I'm a girl.
所以在他那里，他说我们的 common sense， 这就是我们的 common sense.
So he says that back in my area that this is my common sense.
我说这不是 common sense.
I said this is not common sense.
这是很错很错的 sense.
This is wrong sense.
今天这个世界就是这样。
This is the world today.
我说的这些不是发生在中国，共产主义的中国，不是的。
This is not what happened in China.
就发生在我们身边。
It is happening around us.
很多学校的教材上列出七种家庭。
Many the school they have their book says that there are they listed seven types of family.
他们用这种七种家庭去教育小学的孩子，刚刚上学的孩子。
They use this seven types of family to teach the little kids in the elementary school.
一男一女的夫妻组成的家庭是指的七种当中的一种。
One man and one woman, the marriage is just one of the seven types of family.
这就是今天的 common sense.
This is the common sense today.
所以你在这个世界，你要做一个基督徒。
So we as a Christian in this world.
你在这个世界上，你说我真的要跟从耶稣。
So you say that I truly want to follow Jesus in this world.
你说你会经历什么
？So what do you think you will experience?
所以
，So
早一点认清这个事实。
So.We should know this truth early.
舍己
deny ourselves.
背起十字架
take the cross.
跟从耶稣
follow Jesus.
这不是一条容易走的路
This is not an easy path.
这是与整个世界相反的路
This is contrary to the whole world.
这就是当年西门所走的路
This is the path that Simon walked.
当时整个世人都在说钉死他，钉死他，钉死耶稣。
When the whole world back then saying that crucify him, crucify, crucify him.
西门说：“我跟他走。”
Simon says that I will accompany him. I will be with him.
当年的西门是被人逼迫的。
So back then Simon was forced to do so.
今天我们是被上帝的爱所激励。
So nowadays we are compelled, forced by God's love.
但我们的表现应该跟西门是一样的。
But our deeds, our expression should be the same, aligned with Simon.
舍己。
Deny ourselves.
背起自己的十字架。
Take our cross.
跟从耶稣。
Follow Jesus.
跟从耶稣的路是十字架的路。
The path to follow Jesus is the path to the cross.
但是也是蒙福的路。
It's also a path to the blessings.
啊，我们一起来读。
Let's read.
最后路加福音的经文。
Luke. Chapter 9.
好，我们大家一起来读一下。
Let's read together.
路加福音九章二十三节到二十六节。耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。”人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？凡把我的和我的道当作可耻的，人只在他自己的荣耀里，便天父与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。斯布尊讲过一句话。
Spurgeon says,
在天堂里没有一位戴冠冕的人，他在世间不曾背过十字架。
There are no crown wearer in heaven who were not cross bearer here below.
主耶稣说，在世上，你不舍己背起自己的十字架跟从耶稣，耶稣说，你不配做耶稣的门徒。
So Jesus said that in this world, if you do not take the cross and bear the cross, you do not deserve to be a Christian.
舍己 deny yourself.
Deny yourself.
啊，然后背起自己的十字架，
take the cross,
天天跟从耶稣 daily,
and follow Jesus daily.
好，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你，把你的话语。借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
没有圣经的话语，我们都是活在黑暗当中的人。
We will be living in the dark without the Bible.
你圣经上的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So the scripture in the Bible is the lamp up on our feet and the light up on our path.
神怎样拣选了西门
？How God chose Simon?
圣灵怎样在西门心里做工
？How Spirit worked inside Simon?
愿神也怎样的拣选我们
？May you choose us.
也愿圣灵怎样的带领我们
？May the Spirit lead us the same way.
让我们在这个世上，我们可以舍己背起十字架，天天来跟从耶稣。
So that in this world we can deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow Jesus daily.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.